All right, Pawternity leave.
Ah.
This is another millennial thing. The United States is the only industrialized nation in the world which federal law does not mandate paid maternity leave for all mothers. But more and more so are doing it.
Although when I lived in California and gave birth to my older daughter, I had to go on state disability.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's California. They give you everything. So now we have pawternity leave. Some companies in the country giving parental leave policies to people with who are new pet owners.
Really?
After all, it says, is Charlie the Chihuahua any less a son than Charlie the boy? And according to Laurel Pepino, head of talent acquisition in M Particle, I don't know what that is.
It's a company.
Well, yeah.
The data platform provider.
Okay. The answer to the question is no. Employees who adopt rescue dogs or exotic pets like iguanas are guaranteed two weeks. 2 weeks paid leave for
pawternity. I am just adopting an iguana so I can get 2 weeks paid leave.
Pepino told the Wall Street
Journal. We should try it and see what happens.
Pepino told the Wall Street Journal, we offer maternity and paternity leave, and a pet is just another member of the family. Here's the telling sentence. I love this. We don't discriminate just because they aren't human. Discriminate?
And there are companies that offer like pet insurance. I think my husband's company offers pet insurance, if I think about it now.
As expensive as it is to go to a
vet,
you can
get pet insurance.
I'm not sure that that's a bad idea.
Yeah, to get pet insurance?
Yeah.
Well, that makes more sense than paternity leave.
I like this, too. It says there's a pet owner survey in the U.S. Just 11% of pet owners say their employers permit pets in the workplace.
They're not. It's not.
But
their place to come to work with you. I'm sorry. It's just like kids shouldn't be coming to work with you.
In the Wall Street Journal, Anne Cadet writes, but in New York's creative and startup scene, you are nothing without a pack of hounds snoozing in the conference room and an Instagram account flaunting the office dogs.